Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. So, you know, when you hear something like the fact that Costco, which is a fairly large corporation, is opening a $450 million growing and processing chicken complex in Nebraska, you kind of, boy, another one of these things, you know. Is this good or is this bad? Costco sells almost 100 million chickens. They plan to have 100 million chickens a year, this rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. And they sell those chickens at $5 a crack.
It's $4.99.
Well, I say $5. You say $4.99.
But the thing is, they don't want to raise the price. It's like become a loss leader for them. But it gets people into their markets. It's a six-pound chicken, my understanding.
It's six-pound
chicken. Which is certainly going to feed a family of four very nicely. I don't know where you could get a meal like that.
I've eaten the chicken, and it's not bad.
It's
pretty good.
Yes, I've tried it. And sometimes, you know, if I'm shopping at Costco at that time, you know, like dinner time, and we haven't decided what we're going to have, oh, let's pick up one of these chickens.
Yeah. So you got your $5 chicken. Now, see, they're gonna be doing 100 million of these. They're contracting with Nebraska farmers. And basically they're offering these farmers who need the work. You know, things are getting kind of dicey out there. They have to transition out of the other kind of farming they've been doing, which is big monoculture farming, right, in Nebraska, and go into something like chicken raising. Now, chicken raising has been pretty traditional in Nebraska for quite a long time. I mean, that's been a great place to raise chickens, by and large, and there have been some notable successes. But they sign a 15-year contract, which means they can't use their old barns. They've got to adapt to the Costco model. Costco has very rigid kind of program here. Now, the thing about it is they're committing themselves to this, and Costco is telling them that they're going to derive $90,000 to $130,000 in income from this.
A year.
Yeah.
A year for these.
You know, doing this, and but other critics are saying, you know, it's probably more like 60,000. You know, but the thing is, you know, they're getting a program. It's a 15-year program. It kind of commits you and Costco and the rest of the deal.
And now, the reason that Costco is doing this is because when they were sourcing their chickens through various suppliers, the weight was all over the place.
Yeah.
And they needed a chicken of a particular size.
Most of the chickens that are raised now are slaughtered and sold in parts, you know, drumsticks and thighs and breast is separate and blah, 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 blah. Or it's made into all kinds of other things you don't even want to talk about. But the point is, those kind of manufacturers, those kind of producers, chicken of 8 pounds is much better. Or sometimes for other processes, they can use much lighter chickens. They have to have a 6 pound chicken. That's what fits their program.
Costco needs a 6 pound chicken.
Got to have that 6 pound
chicken.
Which
fits their rotisseries.
Yeah.
And
fits
the needs of the customers. But we're talking about confined animal farming here.
Yeah, it's a
John,
CAFO.
We've talked
operation.
About CAFOs a lot, but we've talked about them as chickens. We've talked about them for cattle, livestock in general, pigs, and I'm just concerned about health of the animals, and I'm wondering about the waste and what's going to happen with that, and how
the
are they planning on treating
problem.
That? And I don't know the answer for that.
I don't either. Nonetheless, though, we do have some experience of Costco as one of the more progressive kinds of corporations in terms of how they deal with their own employees and how they deal with the products that they favor, that they will use. They've been selective, and they've been much to praise them for. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious how this is going to work out for them. How is it going to evolve, and is it going to benefit the farmers and the consumer and the corporation
and the environment?
And the environment. The environment is the big thing, because basically it's the environment that usually has to take it in the wrong place. So we don't want that.
No, we don't.
We just don't want that. But
it's an interesting experiment. But the reason they do not want that price to go up. They have set their price.
Now, that's kind of interesting why that price is so rigid. Because, for the most part, see, it's a loser for them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make a profit on a $5 chicken.
But if you go into Costco to buy a chicken for $4.99, chances are you're going to be leaving, spending a lot more money than $4.99.
Oh, yes. I think that's so. You didn't come there to buy a $5 rotisserie chicken. You came there to buy all that other stuff that because they have the extra large carts,
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, it's something that you got to keep your eye on, folks, and it's kind of way we've got to view all these kinds of developments, but we'll discuss that more another time when you come back to
The Food Guys.